Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Jason's been trying to communicate with Gwyneth, and it's not working. It's just not working. So he is standing by, and maybe she can call in, because Jason has just experienced the same kind of thing that Frank has experienced, trying to get in touch with Genesis Communications Network from Canada. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. So we didn't do it. It just happens, and it's happened to me here at the farm. It happened actually for a six-month period from January 1st for 6 months until the phone company figured out that Joe and company decided that they needed more telephone numbers for those who want cell phones. I guess immigrants, illegal invaders, and, you know, those people who need cell phones. So they took cell phone, or they took telephone numbers, landline numbers, from small carriers in local hamlets, rural hamlets, unused blocks of thousands and thousands of numbers per small little exchange, and put them in a pool. And the pool is called DNO, and that stands for Do Not Originate. So the numbers that were taken still had dial tone, like we did. And you could get a dial tone, but when you dial the number, you couldn't make the call because your telephone number, in our case it was our telephone number, set to DNO, Do Not Originate. So we're paying a standard monthly fee and can't make calls. So what do you do in a situation like that? Well, what would Vinny do? What would Vinny do? So Vinny calls Brightspeed, the telephone company, that says, I can't make calls. And they go, well, is your phone plugged in? How many phones do you have? They want me to go through all these hoops. And I kept telling them, it's not us, it's not it. Y'all done did this. And actually, it was the federal government that did it. And so they would give us a credit, and I would ask them to send a repairman out. And the repair guy would look at it and go, well, he's got dial tone, it's working. And then complete the ticket and say, it's all fixed. And I would say, they would say, I get a call, an automated call saying, we'll be there on Wednesday or Tuesday, whatever the day was, between 8 in the morning and 5 p.m. And make sure there's no dogs, and make sure if you have a gate, it's unlocked, and make sure there's an adult home. And if you don't do those things and we show up, there's a $99 maximum fee that we can charge you. And you have to agree to all these terms and conditions, and you're okay. And they don't show up. This is going on every couple of weeks for 6 months. Finally, after seeing the guys on the road in the truck that says Brightspeed, we'd run into them. Not literally, but, you know, we'd stop over and say, hey, how's it going? By the way, our phone still doesn't work. And we'd get their cell phone numbers. And we'd call the guys on their personal cell phone numbers, and eventually they got sick of it. They got sick of us calling them and calling Brightspeed and having all these repair tickets issued that they decided that maybe there is something to this. And we found out that it wasn't just us. It was a bunch of people. It, not only was it us as customers, it was Brightspeed itself. The federal government stole their phone number, too. So when the guys at Brightspeed would go into the central office and work on the switching network and pick up the phone to, you know, test it and to call customers, they couldn't make outbound calls either. Because their phone number was in the block that said DNO, do not originate. That's what happened. So ultimately, we got the credit for 6 months. It took a lot of work, and I mean, it was a real pain in the neck to get this accomplished. By the way, do we have Gwyneth?
Yeah.
Hey, Gwyneth.
Hello. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice. Jason had trouble making this happen. Did you call in from your end? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I've called in from my end. I actually have several thousand international minutes banked.
Oh, great.
it's not an issue for me to make this call at the moment.
Okay, well, if you can keep some of those minutes on reserve, you might need them next week, too. So I was talking about our telephone situation. Gwyneth, you've got some really interesting things to talk about. One is... Standard Oil, that's a really interesting story. Another one is a movie that they helped get people to see that scared people to death. And then hemp seeds, H-E-M-P, hemp manila rope, and an empire. Where would you like to start?
Okay. Actually, all of this ties in. So I would actually like to start with the Persian Empire, because one thing that the Persians were really, really, really famous for was their gardens. Okay. They have been unable to find the ancient hanging gardens of Babylon, but what they have found is the ancient Persian gardens of Persepolis and Susa. That was the, Persepolis was the administrative and taxation capital of the ancient Persian Empire, and Susa was the political capital. And, talking about all, this ties into Standard Oil as well, because Iran is the plum that the Rockefellers have never quite been able to pick. And it annoys the daylights out of them. So this all does tie in together. But the Persians were one of the first empires to really value agriculture. And they had seeds, seedlings, plants, and also other things from all over the world, gold, silver, spices, incense, and animals, monkeys, peacocks, all sorts of things, camels, Bactrian camels with the two humps, dromedaries with the one hump, horses, all manner of, and lions, tigers, and all manner of different animals from all over the world were brought to the taxation capital. And they Persepolis. And these, what you've got to realize is that they would bring all of these, but one, we'll get back to this, but one of the main crops that the Persians cultivated was hemp. And hemp had a really central place in the Persian culture. They regarded it as being a sacred herb. And it was a sacred herb for many, many, many reasons. Hemp seed is one of the most nutritious grains on the face of God's earth. Hemp fibers from the stems can be used for rope. The leaves are actually a very fine animal fodder. And then, of course, you get the head, which has psychoactive effects. That's the flower head, but not the fertilized flower head, the unfertilized flower head. And the ancient Persians recognized all of these benefits. And one thing that made the Persian Empire stand out was they were an empire that placed a great deal of emphasis on your connection with the other world, with the world of the gods. And that, for them, was enormously valued, and everything that they did on this earth, it had to be of a very high quality. It had to be beautiful because it had to be a reflection of heaven, if that makes sense. So you'd go to a city like Persepolis and you would have your tribute with you because, you know, the king required it. And you might be forced to bring this tribute. But as you were walking through Persepolis, the things that you saw were so ornate, so beautiful, so incredibly luxurious that by the time it came to be your turn, after walking maybe several miles through the city through a set specific course, that you would bow willingly before the king and give your tribute. Does that make sense? So it was, in one way, it was one of the world's oldest propaganda campaigns. But it made people feel like by giving their tribute that they were contributing to something really, really great. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it sounds like one of the world's first toll booths.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, but, I mean, you see a toll booth in somewhere like America, and it's a concrete cell. it's like a little prison cell lining the side of the highway.
But it didn't always have to be that way. And, for example,
there's
a highway in the Garden State. Well, I guess it was formerly the Garden State. Now it's a toxic state. It's also known as New Jersey. And there's a highway called the Garden State Parkway. And it was, when it was built, I believe, in the 1950s, absolutely magnificent. It truly was. The roads were smooth. You could drive at high speed. You know, there's a speed limit. But I believe it was 65 miles an hour at the time. And you'd pay about 25 cents to go, maybe 10 miles. And you could get there more quickly, more smoothly, more effortlessly. You'd use less fuel. And it was magnificent. And you'd pay tribute to the Garden State Parkway Commission. And then there were more tolls and more tolls and entrance tolls and more tolls and more tolls. And pretty soon it became a parking lot and run down.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just received an email, and I want to share it with the class. It says, good morning, Vincent. I just wanted to drop a quick note to say it was good to hear Rich Sheban back yesterday. You and Rich have such a great on-air rapport. I like how you trust him to run the class, and he does an amazing job. There's been a lot of great, relevant content on USA Prepares lately. Keep up the good work. And he also indicates that Rich is one of his favorite instructors. And this is from James in Ontario. Thank you, James, in Ontario, Canada. And you know what? I get emails from so many people, and it's wonderful. They send them to instructor at usaprepares.com. And there are many favorite instructors. And they're groups of favorite instructors. And what I'm hearing is it really, any time a person tunes into USA Prepares, they learn something. The students learn something. Even the instructors who tune in regularly learn things from other instructors. So it's a wonderful thing. And class, you might not believe this, but I'm sitting here taking notes, and I take notes when our instructors are speaking. There's things that, you know, I just want to make sure that I record them for posterity and use later. And just as Frank does the same thing. Frank does the same thing. He keeps a notebook or a notepad by his bed. He listens sometimes at night, and then he gets up in the middle of the night and writes down what he just heard. It's not too good for sleeping, but it's good for learning. And by the way, that's what my dad said. When I was growing up in the 1950s and 1960s, there were some really interesting people. One of them was a guy named Brad Crandall. He's on the radio. And there's another guy by the name of Gene Shepherd. And Gene Shepherd used to be a storyteller. Absolutely. Gene Mail. His Mail by the name of Gene. Absolutely fabulous storyteller. And I used to fall asleep listening to evening late night radio. And back then you had a little knob and you could set it for, you know, turn this knob and it would let the radio run for an hour or any amount of minutes in between 0 and 60. Or you could just turn it to on. And my dad said, Vinny, why don't you just listen to the radio? Just turn it on softly and you can listen, you know, while you're sleeping. And I didn't realize what he was doing. He was actually having me learn while I didn't know I was learning because I was asleep. And it works really, really well for me. And I still do that. I don't listen to the radio, but I listen to material that is educational while I'm sleeping. So I just wanted to share that, and I also wanted to share that wonderful email from James in Ontario, Canada. Thank you, James. Gwyneth, back to you. Isn't that nice, Gwyneth? And you are a favorite.
Right.
You are a favorite instructor of many, many people in the class as well. But just want to say that.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm able to help so many people.
Well,
I actually, I often fall asleep with YouTube on. With documentaries. So I have a documentary playlist. And, you know, like, for instance, the ancient Greeks, the Persian Empire, the Celts, the Hebrews, the Babylonians, and whatever. And Mesoamericans, North Americans, South Americans, you know, what life was like in the ancient world. It's always a topic I've found very interesting. But anyway, getting back to Persia. So the Persians, to this day, value different things to what we value in the West, and because they, you know, that's sort of an enemy of America. Well, they're painted out to be an enemy of America by the international press, but I think that where a lot of that enmity comes from is the fact that the American press is run by the Rockefellers, and the Rockefellers have never been able to fully control Iran or Persia. So I would like to discuss this a little bit more after the break, because I can hear music again.
Yeah, and we're going into the bottom of the hour break with news and commercial announcements. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News. News update. New this Wednesday in the Middle East, Israel and Hamas agree to a hostage deal and a four-day pause in the fighting. Israel's full cabinet approving an agreement that would include Hamas terrorists releasing Israeli hostages that have been held since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. Now, this comes after an intense six-hour-long meeting in Tel Aviv. At least 50 women and children will be released by Hamas. In exchange, Israel says it will pause in fighting in Gaza for 4 days. 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and children, currently being held in Israeli jails will also be released. In other news here in the States, it is Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of Americans are busy heading to the nation's airports to catch flights today. Others driving to their destinations, travel expected to break records. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Watch it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is giving us a fabulous history lesson. Gwyneth, please continue.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened was you have this city called Persepolis, which was the taxation center. And for many, many hundreds of years, actually about 250 years, give or take a few decades, it was the most powerful city on earth. And it had, I'll try and describe it. It had this tribute way, which was several miles long, that you could not travel at a great speed. You had to walk slowly. So it would take you hours and hours. It would take you almost a whole day to walk this tribute way. And lining the tribute way, bas relief carvings on the walls of all the peoples from all over the world with all the different sorts of tributes that they would bring. So you would have Nubians from Africa, and you would have Afghans, and you would have, you know, people from Babylon, Persia, and all of the different regions, because Persia was about 3,000 miles from one side of the Persian Empire to the other. So it was a vast, vast place. And what happened at the end of this was that it fell into a state of decay. And drunkenness, too much luxury. They valued luxury. And even if you go to Iran today, the thing that you notice is even the very poor people, even the shepherds and the goat herds, the women who are herding goats, they have these absolutely beautiful hijabs, head coverings that they wear. And their clothing is just exquisite. And this is their everyday farm clothes. This is modern Iran today. And you go to their houses, and their houses are always neat and tidy, and they have at least a few tapestries, at least a few carpets on the floor, which, of course, Persian carpets are a thing. And often the shepherds and the goat herd weave the carpets themselves just for the sake of having something beautiful in the house. It's a culture that values beauty in a way that we in the West have forgotten. But anyway, Alexander the Great was the great enemy of the Persians. And it was foretold in Bible prophecy that it would be so. So there was no getting away from it. And I was just listening just a few moments before the broadcast, and I knew what they were going to say. It was the funniest thing. I knew what the presenter was going to say. And what he said was that Alexander was camped with his army outside or just on the courtyard of Persepolis, just, you know, with this exquisite walkway and all the rest of it. And he had one of his courtesans with him, a woman who was something like a very kind way to put it might be a concubine. A less kind way might be she might be called a prostitute. But either way, it was a woman. And that conquered the city with no resistance, because there was no garrison there. The Persians were not in the habit of putting garrisons in their taxation cities. That's not something that they did. And he was sitting there after having captured the city, having a feast, and getting drunk. And he had a courtesan with him, a woman with him, and the woman was getting drunk with him. And he said to the woman, "What would you like to do?" And the woman turned to the city, and we still have her name. Her name was called Face. And this woman, Face, his courtesan, his concubine, whatever, She turned to Alexander And she said, I would like to burn it down. And Alexander the Great said, go on then. So she pulled a log from the fire, walked up the steps to where the city was. And the thing about the Persian style of decoration, they hang rugs from the walls, tapestries. And these tapestries were 20 meters tall. And at the top, some of the palaces had up to 100 pillars, stone pillars, which held up vast cedar ceilings. Okay, it would have been absolutely spectacular. Faith took one of the logs out of the fire, walked up to this palace of tribute, set the burning log, against the edge of the tapestry. The fire ran up the tapestry into the ceiling and burnt the whole city down. All of it. And if you go there today, there's a ruin. It was never rebuilt. Now, maybe because the Persians, for all their love of luxury, they could be very brutal. They were in the habit of cutting the noses off their enemies, captured enemies. Cutting their hands and feet off. They had brutal executions. So who knows why Faith said, I would like to burn it down. We can guess. Maybe she wasn't as brainwashed or inspired as other people around her. Maybe there was a family member who had suffered at the hands of the Persian emperors. We'll never know. But the whole city burned, and by the time it had finished burning, there was a layer of ash tens of feet thick across the whole city that buried the bas-relief carvings, buried the whole thing, and it was not uncovered until the 1930s. How's that, Vincent?
You're talking about the Persian, yeah. You're talking about the Persian tapestries. I've seen some, and they're quite exquisite. And back in the 1960s, my parents, specifically my mom, who had a great eye for art, knew that when the neighbors put in wall-to-wall carpeting in their house, that wouldn't last all that long. And for maybe the same amount of money, maybe less, she could have a Persian rug. And I'm sitting in the studio right now, and I just took a quick estimate of the size of it. It's about 9 feet wide by 15 feet long. It's on a wooden floor. And it is truly exquisite, and it's lasted all these years. This particular rug has got animals in it. It has birds, and it has designs. And it's got a tan background, some light blue, some light green, a little darker green, a little darker blue, some browns, some rust color. It's got lots of colors. It's exquisitely sophisticated and complicated and yet simply elegant all at the same time. And it was handmade. And it's lasted all these years. So we're talking about hand-dyed, hand-woven, absolutely durable. And it's worth way more now than it was when she bought it. So what you're talking about, I can appreciate. I absolutely can appreciate it. It's Gwen. I'm saying that whoever designed this, whoever actually made this, knew about animals, and I have never seen one. I've seen Bokhara. I've seen standard designs of Oriental style rugs, but I've never seen one with birds and maybe deer and maybe elk, and four-legged animals and two-legged animals and winged animals. All, it's almost like a tribute to nature and the beauty of nature. That's what's in this tapestry or this rug, this Persian rug.
That is what the Persians value. That is what the Iranians value in their culture. And these rugs, if you could see the people who make these rugs, they live in Iran to this day, and they are shepherds, and they are goat herds, and they live in tents, and they have their looms, which are so built that they can dismantle the loom without losing the divine, without the whole thing unraveling. And so when they need to pack up the tent and move somewhere else, they pack up the loom and they roll it up. It's hard to describe on the radio how they do it, but I've seen it done. These rural rug weavers, and they can roll the whole thing up into a bundle and tie it onto the back of their camel and then move to their next location. And the reason why you see these depictions of birds and deer and, all sorts of other creatures, the woman, and it's always a woman, that's woman's work, rug weaving, she is the goat herd or the shepherd. And when she's not weaving rugs, she's out there looking after the livestock. And this is her life. This is what she sees. And she goes back into her tent when it's time to do her weaving, and she weaves the design into the rug of what she sees when she's out doing her shepherd work.
Let's talk a little bit more about
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. And Gwyneth, I'm looking at this this Persian rug in the USA Prepared studio here at the farmhouse. And it's about an inch thick. So it's not like a piece of cloth. It's a very, very heavy rug. And if you were to pick one up, it would take two people to carry it, you know, all rolled up. And it looks to me, and I could be wrong about this, but it looks to me like this would take months, if not a year, for a single person to make this. Literally, a year. What are your thoughts on that? Is that possible?
They take several years to make.
Okay.
They can take 5 years or more to make. So it's you might only make a few of these in a lifetime. That's how involved the work is for them, because the rug is what you would weave as a Persian shepherd. That is what you would weave for extra income. But as well as that, you'd have another loom, which would be your tent making loom. So you weave the goat hair and the wool from your sheep and your goat into cloth so that you've got somewhere to live. And, you know, so not all of your time would be spent on the Persian rug loom. You would also have to, and you would have to also make clothes for yourself and for your family members as well, which would, you know, generally be made of hemp, getting back to hemp, or wool, sheep's wool or goat's wool. And then that all has to be dyed. But like I say, unless you've actually taken the time to watch documentaries, because thanks to the wonders of the internet and, you know, YouTube, you have some of these Persian shepherds, and like I say, usually woman, but they make YouTube videos about their everyday life. And, they're all speaking Farsi, if they're speaking in these videos. But you don't have to know Farsi, that is the Iranian language or Persian, to know what's going on, because some things are just universal. And they'll carry a GoPro with them, or a little video camera on a tripod, and they'll sit it in a corner of the house, and they'll record their morning routine and how they get up, how they light their fire, cook their food, look after their children. Here comes the husband. Hello, how are you going? It's time to go and look after the goats. Well, we've got to feed our chickens now and all of this sort of, and it's just everyday life of ordinary people. And guess what? They are not that different to you and me. This is it. And we've got to realize that the political class makes wars. They make enemies of us all. And it's wrong. And it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or if you're an Arab or if you're a Palestinian or if you're an Iranian. The ordinary people everywhere on the earth are exactly the same. The farmers, the potters, the restaurateurs, everywhere are exactly the same. They're just regular people with regular lives who just want to make a living and get left alone. And you get the likes of Standard Oil come in and they make wars. They turn people against each other. They have propaganda campaigns. They say that guy over there, he's the enemy, he's evil, go and kill him. And the brainwashed masses comply. And because the brainwashed masses comply, you get things like 9/11. You get things like the Gaza massacre, where they had, the Palestinians came in on paragliders and in jeeps and massacred all those Jews. And then you've got as well the thing where Netanyahu, for revenge, bombed the living daylights out of Gaza. And then the Gazans and the Palestinians are going to bomb the daylights out of Ashdod and Ashkelon and Ekron. And it's all going to be Bible prophecy fulfilled, but it's all wars generated by greedy people who are quite evil. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and
best
we have a...
Best thing to do is not participate.
Right. We have a 5-day ceasefire. And hostages are going to be exchanged, and then Israel is going to turn into dust Gaza.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.